Oh, wait, I should introduce myself. My name is Netanel Frankenthal. I'm 39 years old. I've been here, how many years? I don't know. 13, 12, something like that. Yeah. I'm happy to be here. The question was asked, should one stay awake on Shavuos night? So there's no obligation to stay awake Shavuos night learning. And it's a wonderful custom, and I strongly recommend you all do it. So people will say, but I could learn more if I don't stay up all night. But will you? And the experience of staying up all night, and the experience of going with your kids to learn all night, and the experience of going to classes as you're learning, and learning with a chavrusa, and the experience of davening after all night learning, the experience, and you guys have an experience here that almost no one in the world has. At the end of the learning, at about 4 a.m., a huge percentage of Jerusalem starts walking to the Kotel, and you will see thousands and thousands, probably tens of thousands of people walking to the Kotel early in the morning to daven at the Kotel. It is one of the most phenomenal experiences you will have in your life. If you need to rest during the night, put your head down and rest. If you need to go to bed, I don't recommend it. Make sure you have a friend wake you. But go daven. When else do you have this opportunity? And walking with everyone. You'll see people coming from Telstone. You'll see people coming from Beit Zayit. You'll see people who had to walk an hour to get to where you start. You'll see the roads full. It's such an exhilarating experience. Go. Go and daven at the Kotel, experience that beautiful tefillah, experience the walk back where you can vomit from being so tired walking back. But it's an experience, you'll remember it your whole life. You should do it as many years as you can. But the learning here, and then when you're married and with your kids, you know, there was a big rabbi, he lived here in Beit Vegan, his name was Rabbi Cheskel Abramsky. And the story goes, there are a few stories about this gentleman who used to attend his shiur. Rabbi Cheska Abramsky used to give a Gemara shiur right after the meal Shabbos morning. They say that one of the conditions when he married his wife was that he doesn't have to eat cholent. He said, if I eat cholent Shabbos morning, I'll conk out and then I won't be able to learn. I have to learn and teach Torah on Shabbos as well. So after the meal, he would go and give class. And there was one Jew who would always show up and fall asleep. And there are many beautiful stories about this Jew. One story goes that someone at the shir wanted to poke fun at him. So he said, why do you show up to shir and 2 minutes into shir you start snoring? Stay at home, go to bed, and snore over there. So the guy said, you kidding? When I go to sleep, my soul goes up to heaven. And God asks my soul, where are you coming from? So if my soul answers from the chulent, that's not such a good answer. But if my soul answers, I was by Rabbi Abramsky's shir. Oh, now I can save face when I show up in heaven. But the story goes that someone once asked him seriously, why do you come to the class if you fall asleep? And he said, oh, I know that I don't learn anything. I know I fall asleep in class. And I know that I could sleep better in bed. But when the meal ends, and my kids see me get up and walk out of the house and go to that class, the message the kids get is Abba values Torah. Whether I learn for 1 minute, or 5 minutes, a half hour or an hour before I conk out, the message the kids get, I don't go to bed after the meal, I go to a shir. As much as I get out of it, I go to the shir. That's a message. Shavuos night, when your kids see that you do stay up, you take a cup of coffee, you stay up the night, you learn, you're giving a very important message to your kids, to your wife, to your house, about how much you love the Torah. And that's a very important experience. And your kids, Be'ezrat Hashem, will be of age where they'll want to come with you and learn. And technically, if we were all the wonderful masmidim we should be, so then it would be a waste of time to stay up all night, because you could learn much more if you'd go to sleep at night and learn by day the way you usually do. But realistically, most people will learn more, and even if you don't learn more, the experience will go with you the whole year. And so it's for sure worth it to take a good nap before Shavuos, And as much as you napped or didn't nap, stay up the night, go to classes, and have a night that you've invested in honor of Torah. Ah, you'll come home conked. Your davening the morning of Shavuos won't be so worthwhile. That's true. So you'll have to factor whether it's better to daven at Nate's, which, so long as you're at Machon Meir, you should do. As we said, go to the Kotel. Later on in life, what you might want to do. What I did certain years was I'd go to sleep for 2-3 hours, and I'd ask my relatives who stayed up and davened, that once they came home from davening, to wake me up, and I'll go to an 8:30 minion. So I did that too. Depending on the year, depending on how much strength I had to daven. You know, one of the jokes, which are true, are that on Shavuos morning, you see people put their hands up for Shema, and it just doesn't go down, their head goes down. People shut their eyes for Shema, and that's it, they're finished. You'll see, that's what it looks like. You see heads rolling during the Kriyas HaTorah, etc. Okay, that's also an experience. But bottom line, it's a phenomenal experience, and you should be a part of it. So yes, it's not an obligation. If a person feels like he can't, he's not a sinner, he's a good kosher Jew, and it's legitimate, and there's nothing wrong with him, and he can go to sleep. But you shouldn't. You should stay up. Again, it's not an obligation. He's a kosher Jew. I'd let him marry my daughter. I have no problem with him if he goes to sleep at night, the night of Shavuos. There's nothing wrong with him. A Jew should feel fine with himself if he doesn't stay up on Shavuos night. He's still a good kosher Jew. But that's not what you should do. You should stay up. It is a good experience.